Blog Talk Radio.
Know right here live, man. It's your boy DJ Smash So Good.
in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Feeling kind of hood, man. That means good in Spanish, I guess. You know what I'm saying? They call me DJ Huele Bueno. Huele Bueno. That's my new Spanish DJ name. DJ Huele Bueno. Y'all can... Oh, I say Huele So Bueno, but... Oh, it's like that. Big ups to Iraq. She's trying to tune in. You know what I'm saying? Some strongest listening bass out there worldwide, international. It's New Zealand and Iraq. They at the top right now. Y'all countries need to call in. Rep your country, man. Going down right here, international. This is Tampa Bay's most international DJ, man. You already know DJ Smells So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP. Regular Game Entertainment, WDGE. Cause we delivering the great entertainment in the place to be. If you can say all that, then holler at me. Yeah. Call in number, man. Y'all want to call in live, holler at my guests. We got a lot of guests going to be on the show today. It's 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Bo Winkle. You know what I'm saying? In the building, famous comedian, producer, manager, pretty much everything. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be calling in, let y'all know what's going on with him, his projects. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be listening to a couple of his tracks. You know what I'm saying? He did with James Brown and everything. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Yeah, old school in the house. We got old school in the house. And, hold on. And don't forget, we do got the chat room open. Where my chat room at? I'm in the chat room, man. Yeah, we got a chat room up and live. Chat room's open. And, let's see. And if you tune in and the track sound low, make sure there's a little sliding bar on the side of the other, right there on the side of the player, and you can actually turn the show up. A couple people told me that the some of the songs might have been low, which that could have been due to the artist too. But you can also just turn up the little volume on the side of your player. So you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big like that. I got a little poetry I'm gonna be playing. You know what I'm saying? Some spoken word. I'm be throwing in a different show today, you know what I'm saying? This is not showing up. Yeah, we got Iraq trying to show up to the page, you know what I'm saying? Bless the show. Waiting on everybody to tune all in so we can get this gangster party started, y'all. Nothing but a gangster party, you know what I'm saying? I got my dog Meech Dog. She'll be calling from New York, trying to get him on the line. If not, I'm gonna play some comedy for him, you know what I'm saying? Feature him today. Got my dog DeVal, you know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna hear some comedy from him, you know what I'm saying? Because this is Tuesday, time for comedy, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get our laugh on, get our what? on, that's real, right here live, man, because this is the show with the most fun, man, that I think is Blog Talk Radio. DJ Smells So Good, man, you know what I'm saying? And I mean Blog Talk Radio as far as any show you go on to, man, you're going to have some fun. You know what I'm saying? My show just happens to be one of them shows that's in the top ranking, you know what I'm saying, with all the rest of them. So, hey, I thank the Lord for allowing me to be here, you know what I'm saying, and to be able to bless y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to read y'all the description. Today's show is dedicated to getting your laugh on. That's what it's supposed to be, getting your laugh on. You know what I'm saying? The special guest comedian Bo Winkle coming through to hang out for a while, let y'all know what's going on coming up. This will be a sold-out show. Get there early, you know what I'm saying? Tune in and have some fun, man. It's going down real big, man. It'll be a sold-out show because I only got 5 lines for y'all to talk on. So if not, you got to hit the chat room, you know what I'm saying, and holler at me in the chat room. It's going down real big like that. I got some, oh, there go, the DeVal I was looking for. Okay, I ain't even loaded it up. I got DeVal on the way. You know what I'm saying? Talking to y'all skinny women's is out there. You know what I'm saying? He got a message for you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and let him talk to y'all. I got my dog, Meech Dog. You know what I'm saying? Real big holding down my dog, Bo Ouija. You know what I'm saying? And that's Mo Better P&P and Make It Happen Entertainment, man. Because that's how we do it, Wrecking the Game Entertainment, man. You know what I'm saying? And we do it real big. We represent 813. I represent Trey Folk. We represent all sides in between. You know what I'm saying? So you already know how we do. And I'm going to get into a couple of tracks. You know what I'm saying? While we, you know, at 12:30, you know what I'm saying? That's where I got my guests calling in. You know what I'm saying? Every hour and hour and hour after that. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we're going to get in a couple of little funny tracks. You know what I'm saying? Try to We're going to get y'all laugh on up in here. You know what I'm saying? That's how we does. So, this your boy Smells So Good, man. I got, who I want to feature y'all first? Who I want to put y'all on first? Let me see. I'm going to put y'all on, let me do my drops real quick. Big ups to my dog Herc, you know what I'm saying? Coming through, putting the drops down, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Shout it out, Iraq. Shout it out a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. My dog Big Herc. And he be doing his thing too, you know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of artists we got coming up, you know what I'm saying? A lot of artists coming out the Bay, you know what I'm saying? TAMPA, that's where I stay. Actually, I'll go ahead and start this thing off with presidential. Barack Obama featuring my dog Jet Set. And this ain't funny, but it's funny that he in there, so it is funny. Because y'all damn sure didn't think black man was ever going to take the damn office, boy. And we off in there, you sons of bitches. Yeah, live. Right here, Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time since I wanted to hear what a politician had to say.
Change! Everybody change! Change! Stop playing no games!
You came here because you believe in what this country can be.
Barack Obama is different. He's real.
Genuine, and that's what we're looking for.
You believe that we can be one people, reaching out for what's possible, building that more perfect union.
He's given us something we've never had in this country.
Bringing people together.
That there's so much hope in him.
Let's be the generation that says, right here, right now, we will have universal health care in America by the end of the next president. For sure, we can do that.
Everybody change.
To make a difference.
Asking us to stand up and take part in this democracy.
This campaign has to be about reclaiming the meaning of citizenship, restoring our sense of common purpose. It must be about us. It must be about what we can do together.
We sure do need a change. A great change.
He wants to be the voice of, our generation, of people who are dissatisfied with the way Washington works and are ready to see someone with integrity come in.
I know that I had to spend a lot of time learning the ways of Washington. But I've been there long enough to know that the ways of Washington must change.
Now walk to Iowa if I have to help this man.
We need this guy. Our nation needs this guy.
The race between the Democrats is increasingly all about momentum. Right now, he's got it.
Everywhere I go, people say they want a new direction for the country. They want to write a new chapter in American history.
He's enjoying the afterglow of his Saturday sweep in Washington State, Louisiana, Nebraska, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. He also now has his sights firmly set on the key contest coming up this week.
We want more red states and swing states than the next Democratic nominee.
Needing to win in November. Stop playing no games. Change. Everybody change.
I was really inspired. I was just like excited and I just wanted to. And encouraged to make a difference.
Asking us to stand up and take part in this democracy.
This campaign has to be about reclaiming the meaning of citizenship.
Change.
Restoring our sense of common purpose.
Everybody change.
About what we can do together.
We sure do need a change. A great change.
He wants to be the voice of, our generation, of people who are dissatisfied with the way Washington works and are ready to see someone with integrity come in and really affect change.
I know that I had to spend a lot of time learning the ways of Washington. But I've been there long enough to know that the ways of Washington must change.
Now walk to Iowa if I have to help this man.
We need this guy. Our nation needs this guy.
So unless they was saying something different that I ain't know, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going down real big right here live, man. We got Iraq tuning in, you know what I'm saying? We're finna try to get our laugh on. Yeah, man, is it working for you, girl? I got Iraq, you know what I'm saying? Miss Lieutenant. Miss Lieutenant May Burn. That shit always trip me fuck out, man. I got that Forrest Gump shit. Lieutenant Dan. You ain't got no legs. I roll your motherfucking ass over, though. You don't leave me the fuck alone, soldier. Get the hell on. Let me dive off this boat. Okay, shit. Boy, I laugh harder than this. That's what a bitch died off the boat with no legs, man. That shit there was a fucking... I know parodies was ripping that up for days. And Living Color, fucking everybody was on that shit, man. That shit there was too funny, boy. Lieutenant Dan! Lieutenant Dan! Oh, shit. I cracked my motherfucking self up, man. That's a fucking funny shit, man. Anyways... Because, oh, shit. Because the Iraq out here, man. You know what I'm saying? All the soldiers over there ducking motherfucking arsenals and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I guess Obama OB trying to bring y'all home and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Sit back and, shit, dodge the sand people, goddammit. That's the black people. Y'all don't remember that back in the day. I would used to call you sand niggers. Yeah, a sand nigger. What the hell is a sand nigger? Because they know we came from Africa. They ain't want nothing but some dirt and sand up that motherfucker. But before that, you know what I'm saying? We was living in paradise, you know? So, y'all shouldn't have came and made sand, punk motherfucker. But anyway, today is comedy. Comedy. You know what I'm saying? It's not about all the other shit. We're going to. I definitely have some shows about that, but I ain't finna get off in that. So, what I do gotta do is get off into my dog the bow, because he be talking about y'all girls out there trying to starve yourselves and all y'all moving stars and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's a couple of y'all be walking around the hood. I don't know where y'all get that from, but you better eat. You know what I'm saying? I would check her, so you gotta eat, goddammit. Better eat something. Shit. All that anorexia. And don't want to put food down. All right. This goes out to all the skinny girls around the world.
Yeah. This is a little song I wrote for skinny women in Hollywood who think that shit is sexy. Anna Nicole, Paris Hilton, the little twins from Full House. Get your weight up, girl. You know what I'm talking about?
Weight up, girl. Get your weight up.
This girl, she is so skinny.
Ooh, she
little
is.
Mama, super thin. If she don't start eating, then her life is gonna end.
I'm concerned for your
she
health. Did you
she
eat today?
Fat, but what she doesn't know, she would be in trouble if a strong wind were to blow.
Girl, that wind gonna blow
you
away.
She's got a problem, and I don't know how to tell her, cause she thinks that she is normal, but she's really underweight by 50 pounds. I'm disgusted by the sight of you poo.
Get your weight up, girl.
And I know this much is true. Girl, you anorexic.
You want a sandwich?
You don't believe it for you. Look just like a crackhead on a diet. And you need to eat some food.
You ain't made belts to fit you.
Yes, you need to.
Girl, I can see your ribs.
You need to eat some food.
Is that your collarbone?
And it's all because she never eats enough. She's a skinny girl. Verse 2. We go out to dinner. The food stays on her plate. I ask her why. She said it's because I already ate. I say, well, eat again. She said that she's not hungry.
But eat this food.
I say, girl, you're gonna eat, cause I just spent
my
money.
I will beat your ass, girl.
She's got a problem, and I don't know how to tell her, cause she thinks that she is normal, but she's really underweight by 50
pounds. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm
fine. I'm disgusted by the sight of you poo.
And I know this much is true, girl, you anorexic.
You may even make pants to fit you.
You don't believe it, but you look just like a crackhead on a diet.
Girl, you is gonna die.
And you need to
and when you
eat some food.
Your cast is gonna be flat.
You need to eat some food.
Popeye's chicken is gonna take one
need
tall bear to carry your ass down the aisle.
Food.
Singing,
and
I'll
it's
fly
all
away.
Because you never eat enough. She's a skinny girl.
Yeah.
Hey man, I want to give a special shout out, man, to all the soldiers in Iraq, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with the war, man, but I fuck with the soldiers over there fighting the war, man. So for all y'all, you know what I'm saying, men and women, man, that's out there, man, dying every day, man, and fighting for our, you know what I'm saying, well-being, man, I appreciate you, man. It's a big blessing, man, and you got it right here from your main nigga. No motherfucking contacts, no cords, nigga, straight from me, man. I appreciate it, man. It's a blessing, man. DJ Smell So Good. What's up, bro? Number one.
Yeah, y'all know we do some more real shit. There's some real shit going on, you know what I'm saying? Big up to all my peoples out there holding down. I got a song just with that in mind, man. This is my dog, Ant Dog. We get into a couple of songs before I pop off some comedy up in this piece. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to bust out of Adam's rib, make y'all give it back and shit. You know what I'm saying? One day. Going down real big, you know what I'm saying? Big up to all my... all my listeners out there, all my Similac and above, you know what I'm saying? That's young to old. All my Similac and above listeners. Still wet behind the ears and you're listening. Well, tune in and I dry that motherfucker up. Going down T-Town style, baby. Let me see. Something happened funny. Funny happened to me. Anything funny happened to me? Hell no, this week been bullshit like a motherfucker, man. But hey, car fixed, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all been like, damn, what's up with the car? Car is fixed, you know what I'm saying? You know, finally got the Lex back on the road. Mom's happy and everything, so that's good. Gotta work on the 18 van. 18 van gonna be rolling soon to a city near you. Hell yeah, we bringing that bitch all the way over there to Iraq, goddamn it, with bombs on our back. Like, what it do? We're going to bring the troops home A-team style. I'm going to go find old B.A. Baracus, the colonel. I'm find what the fuck his name was, Face, and Murdoch. Goddamn right, I was an A-team fan, motherfucker. Shit, hell yeah, I was all on that shit, like toilet paper on assholes, Going down real fast, man, so I'm coming to bring the troops home, goddamn it, by any means necessary. Hit your ass with an alien blast, insurgents. I'm buying like a motherfucker, nigga. I'm bringing a whole bunch of lollipops over at some bitch. We gonna have a gangster party. That's the fuck's gonna happen, shit. Come back home to my people. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. I gotta find out how many black people really over. Iraq. How many black people over there in Iraq? Let me see how I'm gonna give y'all a live response. We got Iraq live on the side, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Something wrong with the chat room right now. But we got Iraq, Miss Lieutenant Mayburn, live on the side chat. You know what I'm saying? If she gonna give a response, I don't know yet. How many black people, not military, you done seen? Do Iraqis look black? Do Iraqis look black? How about that? Tell me that. Do Iraqis look black or what they look like? Girl, stop laughing and answering the question, damn it. She over here laughing and shit. laughing and shit. Big up the happy tree. Hell, I don't know. Girl, you better get your ass out and explore the country. Don't be scared. They just bamboozling you, girl. There ain't no bombs dropping them. Just some firecrackers that they throwing at y'all at nighttime and shit. You know what I'm saying? Africans. You African. What the hell you mean I'm working here? Indians look black. That's what I'm asking you. Shit. I don't see Iraqis, so you don't see no insurgents. You ain't seen no insurgents. And, 5,000 of those. You say she ain't seen no insurgents, y'all. Yeah, what fucking insurgents? You ain't seen no insurgents. Nah, they motherfuckers crazy, man. People that they show insurgents and shit got all black on and shit. I guess that's the takeaway from the fact that it's all black people over there and shit. They steady just killing niggas, but alright. That's a funny fact right there, man. Yes, they are killing black people. Africans work on the compound. What they trying to teach all y'all history? Guarding the dining facility. How you got motherfuckers that starving guarding the dining facility? And they got Africans on the damn, yeah, African people all on the commercial, like they be starving like a motherfucker and shit. I'm like, how the hell? And they got Africans working in Iraq now, guarding the dining facility. Imagine that. In the gym, in the rec center. All right. So they eating good and they working out on y'all behalf and shit. Talking about they guard shit. Mama Bulu, hurry up and go get your workout on. Hurry up. Bring me back some of them biscuits too. Hurry up before this soldier. Colonel coming. Attention. I know they supposed to be over there getting paid. Truthfully, shit. Black people supposed to be getting paid. You better take your clothes off and go back with them motherfuckers and get paid too. Hey, straight up, you know what they gonna do? They gonna get back home as soon as they get off the plane. They getting butt naked and be like, "I'm back home, bitches. I'm back home." Ching ching! Look at these dollars. Hell no, man. That shit, that's too crazy. That's the laugh of the day. African people, true Africans, they're supposed to be starving and shit, like they got all on the damn TV claiming that they starving, is guarding the dining facility in the gym and the rec centers in Iraq. Then that is too funny. That is not Homeland Security, because shit, all you got to do is make a trail of bologna sandwiches and the motherfuckers leaving their post like a motherfucker. And put a buffalo sandwich out and shit. Them motherfuckers running after that son of a bitch and shit. Deer sandwiches and shit. Them bitches leaving post. Them motherfuckers AWOL like a motherfucker, man. Hell nah, man. Oh, shit. I'm pretty sure you had to provide them with uniforms. Now, I'm talking to Lieutenant Maven, y'all. She said they had to provide them with uniforms and weapons. I'm pretty sure because, you know what I'm saying, you can't have a butt-naked-ass Africans running around on the damn compound. Yeah, I know they're eating good. Shit, they ain't eating good at home, apparently. Shit, they like, hell, I don't need to escape the white man trying to give me AIDS and shit. I can fucking work out. I can't look like I'm Mutombo and shit. Hell, them motherfuckers finna what? Beef up. Shit, they're gonna be the strongest Africans you see in Africa and shit when they go back. Like, damn, where y'all motherfuckers been? Oh, nigga, I went to Iraq, nigga. I went to war. Nigga had to go to war just to get fat and shit. Like, damn. World fucked up, boy. Economy badder than a motherfucker, boy. Shit. On that note, let me get into this song.
Tell the truth of the bitch, ain't it? Tell the truth of the motherfucker, ain't it?
But I love my black people. I'm gonna tell you something, but we gotta stop the violence, we gotta vote. Stop the violence and vote.
They got nukes in the sky, ready to go. Shit getting hard, is you ready to go? Let's Rambo. Hope that y'all ain't know. They got nukes in the sky, ready to go. Shit getting hard, is you ready to go? Let's Rambo.
What I'm about to state to y'all is real controversial. I ain't get arrested for telling y'all. The truth was under the White House. You see the history reflecting back on the words didn't track. In fact, what's up with that? Lies, deception, to build a great nation. I know ain't patient, I have a little damn patience. All my rights, really my rights, or do I have to fight tonight? I hope that God I have the might. A revolution rose near, a lot of y'all fear. From what goes on, from within the sphere. I hope that God I have the mind. A revolution rose near, a lot of y'all fear. From what goes on, from within the sphere.
shit getting hard. Is you ready to go? Let's ramble. Most of y'all ain't know. They got nukes in the sky. Ready to go. Shit getting hard. Is you ready to go? Let's ramble. From the masses, that's the bomb slowly drop like molasses. I see through my glasses, you know what a blast is. I say don't panic, we gon' handle it. We're damaged, eat sandwiches. Are you down with this? There's that sour crisp, there's no deal. Head for the hill, blunts don't feel. Once they kill, that's so real. But I'm so drill, blast to kill, fast to kill, laugh to kill.
Oh, goddamn short ass song. My bad, y'all. Ant Dog, Nukes in the Sky. Last crew, it was cool. I joked. Oh. Now, she said, y'all be serious. African people, y'all better chill out up there. Y'all better chill out. Y'all better send some biscuits and oatmeal home and chill out. I know what y'all been talking about up there, man. Be tripping.
My bad, y'all.
Know what I'm saying? Kwee Anon, Kwee Abin, Kwee Nach. You know what I'm saying? That's real big. I speak a little African, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. Yeah, you need to speak their language, girl. Take up some African language courses online. It type in free African languages, and it'll pull up some websites where you can take African studies free. You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't. Don't fuck every other language. You study African language, and you'll know every other language. Everybody, y'all got y'all languages from Africa. Thank the Africans for y'all language. No, they ain't trying to lose their job. Hell no. But motherfucking Africans ain't trying to go back. I'm trying to go to Africa, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm from the outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? But if you on the inside, yeah, I guess you want to get out to experience some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Third, no third. Talking something, they be talking some sir. I said no and shit. But. I said, no, you cannot come in. I need to see your ID, please. No. No means no. No, I cannot do that. No, this is not coming to America. You're not coming to America. You are coming to Iraq. I need to see your ID or you are going back to the barracks. No, I am not Mutombo. No, you cannot have an autograph. Ah, shit. Hell nah, that shit, that funny motherfucker, man. Man, that's some funny shit. Oh, y'all picture that, man. Can y'all picture a 7-foot African man running down the street from the chow hall with a sack of potatoes and shit, talking about he taking them home because he got to send them back to his family and shit. My family will eat good tonight. This will go well with the lions and tiger. That lamb meat I left, when I left, it should be fresh. The fuck Tarzan at and all this shit. Motherfucking Tarzan. That was a funny shit too. I fucked this old cracker ass cracker in damn Africa. And y'all some of the bitches can't even walk around the United States in the sun and shit without getting burnt the fuck up. But he in the hottest goddamn country in the motherfucking planet Earth and shit. But he out there just swanging fine the vine, like he sold the vine, and everything's fine. Bullshit! Some motherfucking bullshit. Man, what the fuck ever. Anyways, Tarzan, swang on these, knuckle. That's going down real big, man. You know, as usual, black folks are always late, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, we got to tighten up on that. So, my guest supposed to be called at 12:30, already 5 minutes late. I ain't going to wait on nobody on my show. The show must go on. You can best believe that. That's why I be recording these motherfuckers. Just in case they don't come on the show. I already got you on the show. Pirating niggas' voices and shit. That's what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So further ado, I'm bringing y'all Bullwinkle shit. Damn right. Please, Bullwinkle up. Where Mr. Bullwinkle at? Don't worry. I got Mr. Bullwinkle out there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no. Did I play that Independent Refugee mix yet? Let me play one song, and I'm going to get into Mr. Bullwinkle interview. How about that? Y'all want to hear something real funky? Y'all want to hear a funky tune? We got a funky tune coming for you. Blog Talk Radio, man. This is Tuesday time for comedy. Time to get your laugh on.
Permanent at one in the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm, pissed and eyes went to nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm, tell us, come on, be easy, now I squeeze the charmer. That's why flesh, see that flesh get torn. Go back, make it feel like you ain't wanna be more joint. And tell your friends, say the hell out of my lord, chicken George. He came dead, George, stealing chicken from my phone. Another dead bitches. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all his sister stealing. Nobody shoot me, my body's made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was tongue kissed in the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll write the horror. Black killer comes to the ghetto. Jackson Acura. Stevie Wonder, Steve Crack, babies. Becoming enemies with their own families. I'ma get them come in over, we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Ooh la la la, it's the way that we rock when we do it, I think. Ooh la la la, it's the natural law that the refugees bring. In battle rooms, the high noon, but scrap tunes on flat spoons, take those short tycoon booms. See Hoochie pop coochies for Gucci's and Lucci by me and my Mitsubishi eating sushi, bumping Fuji. Hey, 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 try to take the crew and we don't play, stay safe. Like Paul McCartney, not hardly art. Big enough, I can see right through your bluff. They get tough and they puff, but they can't handle us. But we're mortified, I could never hide. Simply hot, ride with cold cheese, died. I'm twisted, stagnated by some other Negroes. Don't be moved. My polos on the first episode. I shouldn't diss refugees and the whole sound set booty and half a respect jersey cause I'm super fly when I'm super high on the Fuji. Oh la la la, it's the way that we rock when we doing our thing. Oh la la la, it's the natural law that the refugees bring.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
Yeah, man. That's what I be asking y'all ladies out there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I be walking up to them chicks and I be like, oh.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
So, do you?
Y'all already know, man. I'm up here tripping and shit. You know what I'm saying? Time for some Comedy Tuesday, man. You know what I'm saying? I do it real big, man. You know, stealing audibles and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Going out real deep. I'm like, damn, where you get that crazy shit from? Yeah, I be playing this shit all in the club, you know what I'm saying? They be like, damn, that nigga in the club playing sound effects and shit. Yeah, yeah. Damn right. What my other one at? Nah, that's some flirting and shit. Let me put some insults in this motherfucker, huh? What motherfucking insults? Anybody want to get insulted? Put your hand in the air. If y'all hear a good jam out there, you ever had that feeling and you be like, that's my jam. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I be on that thing like that, man.
Put your hand in
there.
Oh, man, that is hilarious.
Yeah, I know that shit was damn right funny. You know what I'm saying? That's why I be doing my thing, you know. Yeah, here live, this Blog Talk Radio, man. It's time for Tuesday. Time for some Comedy Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? I got my dog, Bo Winkle. This is an interview with James Brown he did, man. You know what I'm saying? Historic shit right here, you know what I'm saying? Live on Blog Talk Radio. Man, y'all now, I does what I does. I am the realest bitch. Oh, sorry.
Hi, my name is Mr. Bullwinkle, and this is a special tribute to the Godfather Soul, the hardest working man in show business, Mr. Dynamite, Mr. James Brown. How do you feel, Mr. Brown?
Wow, I feel good.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. Mr. Brown, do you mind if we talk about some famous people?
I don't care.
Now, wait a minute, Godfather Soul, Mr. Dynamite. Now, the world wants to know, where is your hometown, brother?
The name of the place is Augusta, G.A.
Now, Mr. Brown, being the king of soul, what do you call soul food?
Cornbread. Candy jam. Beef stew. Lime for beef.
Good God, boy, that sure sounds good. Of course, now, I like that fried chicken, oxtail, pigtail, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, Mr. Brown, what did you say to that lawyer and that manager when you found out that they had been taking your loot?
Don't want me to see what you're doing to me. Took my money, that ain't right. Get rid of your mama for the big payback.
When you first heard about the dog fighting charges on Michael Vick, what did you do? What did you say, Mr. Brown? What did the people in Atlanta, Georgia do?
Everybody started screaming and hollering and crying.
Well, how did you feel, Mr. Brown?
Felt so bad I didn't know what to do.
Godfather Soul, I gotta know something right here. What did Barry Bonds yell to the pitcher when he got ready to break the home run record?
Come on like you should. Come on with you, come on.
Now, the media said that Barry Bonds had been taking steroids. Now, we know that was cornbread, collard greens, and a little ham hock on the side. Mr. Brown, what did he say the media was doing?
Just talking loud. Just saying nothing. Just saying nothing.
Well, let's talk about your friend Michael Jackson. Now, when you first heard the molestation charges on Michael Jackson, what did you say then, Mr. Brown?
I knew it was a lie.
Now, Michael Jackson was arrested. What did he say then?
I'm just a prisoner. Don't let me be a prisoner.
What did Michael tell the DA that he had to do?
Fly me. Fly me. Fly me.
Now, when Mike walked into the courtroom, what did he yell over to the jury?
Now, wait a minute. You can't condemn a man. Just listen to the case. Brother's been being railroaded all their life. That's what's wrong now.
Okay, when they put the little boy on the stand, what did the little boy tell the court? Now, when the jury found Mike not guilty, what did his fans around the world say?
Papa got a brand new bag.
Oh, yeah, let me ask you this again. What did Michael Jackson tell you about his brothers and sisters when they was growing up?
But what if we did wrong? Papa beat the hell out of us.
Now, when you hear the name George Bush, what do you think? What do you say, Mr. Brown?
Brand new funky president.
Well, tell us this. What has Bush did since he became the president?
Heck, keep going up. Jobs going down. It ain't no fucking job to be found.
Godfather, so what did Barack Obama tell you that he would need to win if he got nominated for president?
Then forget that. I've got to win. No, we need it. So, we got to have it. So, no, we want it. So,
radio. What do you think about racism?
I can't stand it.
Since Oprah has become the richest black woman on the face of the earth, what did she tell you, Mr. Brown?
Say it loud. Say it loud.
Word is out now that OJ just broke into a hotel room. And I heard that you called OJ, Mr. Brown. What did you tell him?
Oh, you're the biggest fool in town.
Mr. Dynamite, what did OJ tell you about the other guys that was with him? Now, that's all right. But, Mr. Brown, the people around the world, they want to hear from the Godfather. Could you take just a little of your time and talk to the people around the world?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say thanks for catching the James Brown Show. And I want to say thanks for all you've done for James Brown and the James Brown Show. Because without you, there wouldn't be a James Brown.
Oh, one more thing I forgot. Mr. Brown, look here. If you decide to retire right to today, what do you think the people around the world would say?
I love you so. Please don't go.
Well, that's about it. We got to go. Now, Miller, this is Mr. Bullwacker, and y'all be sure to get my new CD for white only, the undisputed king of comedy. We're gone, y'all. Out of here.
Yeah, my boy did say for whites only. You know what I'm saying? He had a whole, he got a real story behind that though. You know what I'm saying? Because he come from the days and age of when it was, you know what I'm saying? He remembers the signs when it was whites only. You know what I'm saying? So that's really where that the background that CD comes from. He get real deep into it. You know what I'm saying? It's very interesting. He told me that over the phone. Unfortunately, when I had called him trying to get him on the show to do an interview. You know what I'm saying? Old school. He didn't really understand the technology. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, I want to bring you online. You know what I'm saying? On my show, I need you to call this phone number. And then when you call the show, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to give you an interview. And then we're going to handle everything. And then I'll give you a copy. I don't think he understood all that, though. Was I talking too fast? You know what I should have to break it down for him. You know what I'm saying? It's all good though. He'll be back on the show. You know, I get him technologized. You know what I'm saying? Get him on the show, and we'll have a good time. You know what I'm saying? But that was Mr. Bullwinkle. You know what I'm saying? Doing his interview with Mr. James Brown. You know what I'm saying? But Mr. Bullwinkle has a long history with artists such as Curtis Bros, Sugar Hill Gang. He was all the way back in that Fatback Gang era, you know what I'm saying, and James Brown era, so, you know, big up to my dog, Mr. Bullwinkle, you know what I'm saying, we'll get you on the show, though, but, you know, that's just Tuesday time for comedy type shit, you know what I'm saying, is what we doing right here. I'm gonna get into my artist real quick, Miss Jai New Feature Super D, you know, cause I'm gonna play this bitch until y'all be like, damn, stop playing that motherfucker, man, I hate the song, and then I got some more for you. Since your boy DJ smells so good, man. Big ups to Iraq. Big ups to the guests in the room. You know what I'm saying? Holding down. See y'all. You already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Guests, make sure, man, that you become a member. You ain't got to sign up and host your own show. You can sign up and just be a listener. And that way you can favorite shows. You always tune in. You know what I'm saying? When we got little things going on. Like this Friday, we got the International Freestyle Friday going on. We got Iraq. Sergeant C gonna be representing for his unit, EOD up there, you know what I'm saying, the EOD unit, yeah, damn right, I'm putting your old blast so the shit gonna go down, you know what I'm saying, you can tell him I said that, and if his ass ain't there, I'm sending him a care package with what, the middle finger in it, it's gonna be a picture of my middle finger in it, and saying thank you for no freestyle. Go ahead, real big, you know what I'm saying, love all the soldiers, man, you know what I'm saying, serving all sides, man. You know what I'm saying? Dog Goldie was in the Navy. You know what I'm saying? Mike Henderson was in the Army. You know what I'm saying? Big up to Mike. And, you know, everybody out there. But then, you know, I was in the Army myself. You know what I'm saying? Doing what it does. Big up to the Air Force, Marines. You know what I'm saying? King Rob. You know what I'm saying? Dog King Rob serving in the Navy. He was a Navy. You know what I'm saying? So, going down real big, man. Whatever you choose to go into, man. If you just choose to protect this country, You know what I'm saying? A big thank you goes out to you. You know what I'm saying? And if you came here to try to tear the country up, then a big middle finger goes out to you. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, let's get into this. What?
Yo, John New, this is
DJ.
Party time.
Your DJ.
That was John New with Super D. You know what I'm saying? Representing, because she's fine. I got to send some shots out, man. You know what I'm saying? Got some faithful listeners always coming through. You know what I'm saying? These real true fans, man. And I'm true fans of anybody that's on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? And that took the courage to either become a listener or to become a host. You know what I'm saying? Just to sign up, to take the time out your day, to not sign up on a motherfucking MySpace page or goddamn what the fuck ever the mother pages is, to try to motherfucking meet somebody and all that dumb bullshit. You know what I'm saying? shoot you a track. Could you play it? Yeah. I got another album. Hell yeah. Shoot it to me. I got Sexual though. Matter of fact, hold on. Wait. Oh, I got Sexual loaded up here. Let me see. Where is that? Sexual. I got it loaded up somewhere. I gotta load that motherfucker up. Hey, I got it though. You talking about Sexual, right? I got Goofy Bone in here. I know y'all wondering, like, what the fuck is he talking about? He talking to himself and shit? No, I'm talking to Goofy Bone off in the chat room. You sons of bitches, log on, and get into the chat room. You see what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be a telephone listener out there. You know what I'm saying? Get technologized. Get you that damn laptop. Hell, get you a cell phone. And pretty much you got internet connection and can log on. Shit, the way they moving with these cell phones today. So big ups to San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you got a new one. Okay, yeah, but send it over to me. If you got any tracks y'all want to get played on the show, you know what I'm saying? It's called I Want to Get High. Oh, you definitely send that ASAP, and I will have that bitch on in the next 20 minutes. If y'all haven't noticed by the profile pic, you know what I'm saying? That's how I went down for my 31st birthday that just passed. It was the 31 blunts in the L. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do it, 31 blunts in the L birthday bash. You know, that was my pre-jump off to the 420 party, you know, that's coming up next month in April 20th. You know what I'm saying? If you can be down here in Tampa, Florida, man, that's the place you want to be at, is wherever I'm at throwing that party. Because I do free blunts, free food, and dollar drink specials, you know what I'm saying? Because your ass is really not going to be worrying about drinking, because that's pretty much going to be handled. You know what I'm saying? All of hood's finest herbsmen from all over different hoods, including Chad, you know what I'm saying, with that piss iron drizzy. He already know to make you dizzy. He'll be in the building. You know what I'm saying? We going down, man. We do it like it's legal. Yeah, but somebody got to do it, goddammit. I'm the right motherfucking one, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to send any tracks over to me, any info, shots out, whatever, you know what I'm saying, digitally, by MP3 only, please. Send the MP3 only. You can send that to Smelly Talk, Smelly BTR. That's SmellyBTR at live.com, LIVE, live.com. Once again, that's my address, SmellyBTR at live.com. You know what I'm saying? You hit up all my MySpaces. I got like 1,000 MySpaces out there. Just look up DJ Smells So Good in the search, or Wrecking the Game Entertainment, or John New, or shit. Real. Just type in Real, and damn it, I should pop up. Let's go out there. Got to tell y'all a little funny story, man. You know what I'm saying? This me, Canty, my dog, well, he sergeant now. Well, damn, oops, I can't even tell you the story no more. I'm busting the nigga out. Oh, you was what? Okay, so forget that story. Let me get another story in. Me and two dudes, right? These two dudes. Yeah, these two dudes. Me and these two dudes, you know what I'm saying? We was riding down the street one day, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, that's the funny shit. These two dudes, right, we ride down the street, we over in Germany, right, we hitting on a couple of them finest sticks, you know what I'm saying, we hitting on a couple of them finest sticks, yeah, if you read code, then y'all understand what the hell I'm talking about then. So we hitting on a couple of them finest sticks, right, so we go ahead and get a highly educated idea to, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and let's get on some bicycles and enjoy the countryside. We all going to get on and just enjoy the countryside. So we get on the bicycles, we ride, and we just enjoying the countryside. And we putting them sticks in the air. So we decide to be cool, and let's see if we can ride close enough to each other where we can pass the stick. Yeah, and we passed the stick probably one time before we found ourselves in the sticks all on the ground. Yeah, because we crashed, and One pedal hit another, and then it hit another. Now you got a whole pile of green, black, and brown. You know what I'm saying? All on the ground. Get out of the mother. We laughing like a motherfucker too. Boy, that shit, that was too funny. That was too funny, boy. I don't remember how we made it back home. Cause boy, what your grandma say? 5 shades in the wind. Yeah, that's where we was at, man. We was. That bit higher than the motherfucker. I'm waiting on the track from Goofy Bone. I got to check my email in a minute. I will be checking it. If you're sending it over. Don't forget, I am on Twitter. Twitter.com. You know what I'm saying? If y'all looking, want to know what I'm doing, you can look at Twitter. They ain't going to do nothing but tell you my latest show, though, because that's all you need to know. See, it's all about this show. Anything after that, I'm on me. My grizz and my grind. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do it all the time. I'm a dog. Me's dog supposed to be calling up. You know what I'm saying? And representing one time. So before that, I'm gonna get into this funny song. And this is Tom G. Telling y'all girls out there, man, keep it real. Hey, let's go. That's some funny shit to beat. Oh, that's some funny shit, man. Walking to a motherfucking chick, dog. Like, next time, fellas, y'all said, y'all walking to the chick, be like, hey, girl, fuck something for the 10 wings and fries. See what she say. Hey, man, that's straight up, baby. You got to fuck something for the 10 wings and fries, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, how many ladies out there fucks up for the 10 ways of fries? How about, let's see Lieutenant Maven, where she at? Iraq, girl, you know I'm hollering at you, girl. You know I'm going to put you on blast. Mike in the building, Mike Henderson. What up? What's happening? T.I. about to be gone. Oh, my bad, my bad. Boy, us as black people, we do some dumb ass shit, man. I promise you. And that's just some ultimate dumb ass shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they ain't no worse than the dumbass nigga that killed his goddamn baby and shit over the motherfucking child support. If y'all ain't hear about that dumbass nigga, yeah, he did that old crazy ass shit. He tried. I guess he thought he was white. He went into his white moment for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because white folks really is the only one. If look at your history, that do really crazy shit. Drive their kids in the goddamn river and shit, and they jump out miraculously and shit. Lie, I be talking about the damn, my kids got stolen out of the car with a black man. Shit, niggas ain't even taking care of their own kids. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big, man. Okay, my dog Mike was just popping through. That's what it do. But, yeah, Goofy Bone's still in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got Iraq. We got guest 1189 off of there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you said bye-bye T.I. My bad. Bro, I'm reading. I'm in my world, and I'm flipping back into the chat room world. You know what I'm saying? My bad. He talking about by T.I. Yeah, he is a fool, man. Hey, Yeah, I ain't finna get into T.I. though, cause I be done work myself up over a nigga that's trying to get guns when you can hide five niggas from the hood, and I guarantee you the motherfuckers wouldn't let nobody get by you. Pay a nigga $100 a day to protect you. Shit, and tell a nigga he'll fire you up, and you'll give him a quote every day. I guarantee your homeland security will be locked down. Because I'll be one of them niggas standing there. Shit. Damn, that nigga giving out free money in quotes. Shit, and a blunt. I'm there. What application? I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm just fucking with you. It's going down, man. Yeah, Miss Black. Y'all already know she in the building. No one killed that baby. Who? No one who killed that baby. Yeah, Black man. Who? Hey, somebody in this room know heard about that. Ain't he out of Atlanta or somewhere? That dude, the Black dude that killed his baby because he didn't want to pay the child support? Yeah, killed a goddamn 1 or 2 year old baby because he didn't want to pay the motherfucking child support. You dumbass. He needed to get his motherfucking face just bitch slapped for the rest of his life in prison. That's all. Just every hour on the hour, a bitch need to just smack the shit out of his motherfucking ass. I mean, just real hard. Every 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying? A bitch need to just smack his ass and just pop, 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 pop. Because that was, boy, oh, man. That was just some dumb, crazy shit, man. That's some, you know. But, hey, every once in a while, we do fall on that other side of the river. You know what I'm saying? We do fall on that non-spiritual side. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we all backslide every now and then. We fall down, but we all must get up. But that motherfucker there, he's down. His ass ain't getting back up. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That stayed up, man. That motherfucker crazy, man. Hey, let me get into, I got my dog Meats, dog. You know what I'm saying? This is some Christian comedy. I know I be cursing like a sailor, boy. And I come from the military. I come from the army. Yeah, I be cursing like a sailor. Gee. It's all good. It's all in spirit, man. It's just another language. This is a foreign language, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm speaking anyways. When I started learning my true African language, like I will be teaching, because I came up with a good concept what I'm going to do, y'all. I got my own little half-acre property down here, right, you know what I'm saying, that I work off of, you know what I'm saying? I lease it year to year, so it's mine. And, you know, I get what I want to do, I want to take 4 pop-up tents, 4 stick-up tents, military. I got to talk military term, too. I want to take 4 stick-up tents, and we're going to go and coordinate us a, I'm lying like a motherfucker. I don't remember none of that shit. Fucking coordination, you know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do is I'm going to get me 4 tents, though. Pop me up a tent, and I'm going to pop me up a table. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put me up two signs that say free African language lessons. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to set up out in the hood right there on the block. I don't even know what time. I'm just going to sit out there. You know what I'm saying? And as I'm studying the language, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who want to sit down, they can sit there and listen to the you know, the little instructor teach over the loudspeakers. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and then that's how we all going to learn collectively as a whole. Because Spanish, Chinese, I don't care what language, if you do your history, it all came from the African, the A-F-R-I-K-A-A-N language. Look it up. I ain't finna argue with nobody, so don't believe everything you hear. Believe half of what you read. So go and read it, and then keep reading it, and then once you see, and then you can talk to me. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's what I'm reading currently. You know what I'm saying? And I'm reading The Gods of the Egyptians. So if y'all on that level, then y'all already know where my head is at. You know what I'm saying? Back to where we at, though. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I got to click back. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what Black people good at. You know what I'm saying? Army. Whoa! Oh, hold on. Let me fuck y'all heads up, sis. Since I be laughing about this Army shit. You know what I'm saying? It's for all you Army motherfuckers in the room, man. All y'all celebrating the Army and shit. This one's for you. That's a hilarious shit, man. I'm sorry. That's what I'm fighting, man. I got another one. okay. I'm like, where the fuck did he get that from? Yeah, I got a million of these motherfuckers. I got a million, goddammit. Take all you armed forces motherfuckers back. Hold on a second. Fucking Navy, yeah, I got fucking Navy too, goddammit. I got something for all you sons of bitches tonight. All my Navy SEALs, this one's for y'all, you crazy motherfuckers. Crazy motherfuckers, yeah.
I wanna cut off all of my hair.
Ooh.
I wanna be a Navy SEAL.
I wanna be a Navy SEAL.
Run with me if you dare.
Run with me if you dare.
When my granny was 91.
When my granny was 91.
She did PT just for fun.
She did PT just for fun.
When my granny was 92.
When my granny was 92.
She did PT better than you.
She did PT better than you.
When my granny was 93.
When my granny was 93.
She did PT better than me.
She did PT better than me.
When my granny was
95, hey, man.
Hey,
man. If you sons of bitches ain't working out right now, you motherfuckers better be doing some push-ups, some sit-ups, the goddamn 2 miles running right now, goddammit. Oh, man. That is just some fucking hilarious shit, man. If you motherfuckers say, dude, we on the same... Yeah, man, you got to adjust your show, Golden Squad. You already know, man. Man, we got to share alike, man. Damn. Well, go ahead and throw your link up, man. But now Golden Squad DJ, he be representing too, man. You know what I'm saying? But damn, man, we in competition, dog. You see how I'm keeping it real, dog. Said I'm on some other shit too, man. It don't matter. We all got good shows. And if you don't catch this show live, or you don't catch Golden Squad DJ show live, or anybody else show live, remember, y'all, you can always catch this show on the archive. You know what I'm saying? That's what Miss Black liked about it. You know what I'm saying? Because she was like, damn, I had missed the show because the computer was fucking up. But hey, you can always come back and enjoy the show because I always be shouting out everybody anyways, regardless if you're here or if you ain't here. You know what I'm saying? So big ups, my dog Mike Henderson. He said he finna call. Let's see if he wanna call and talk some army talk so I can hang up on him. Hey man, I try to get out of that military thinking. Only thing I liked about the military was they taught me how to do a load plan, cause I be fucking my mama head up when I come and get like $200 worth of groceries. I fill the whole goddamn refrigerator up, and that bitch be left, dress right, dress. Goddamn it, what? You damn right. That's the only thing I still remember is that motherfucking load plan and how to pop a Claymore mine off on a nigga if he get wrong. Oh, sorry, y'all. Sorry. Forgot I was on the radio. Sorry. Oh, man. Hey, this is Tuesday time for comedy, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget it's going down real big right here, man. Let me throw my little commercial off in here real quick. This is my commercial.
For private parties, graduations, after parties, block parties, for special events, damn it, we do it all. Call DJ Smell for good at 813-766-4201.
Now, and y'all might be like, damn, that's my real number because I am a real DJ. I charge $150 for 2 hours, $25 every hour after that. Plus traveling expenses, you know what I'm saying? So you want to fly me or wherever the hell you at, I don't give a damn. I will come and shut that bitch down. I don't play CDs. I play strictly laptop. I am in the 3000. I'm not in 1978. Sorry, no 8-tracks, tapes, or records. I don't do all that scratching vinyl like the true DJs. Yeah. I don't give a shit. I'm doing to me. But I guarantee I come and shut that bitch down. I go all the way back as far as the Fatback Gang. Winners, you want to go all the way back to Clear, I don't care, you want to go all the way back to Megatron, we can run it. Now, hold up, man, I got a caller, 469, we got 469, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, man?
What is this, Mr. Mike?
Yes, sir!
We got Mr. Mike on the phone, Mr. Mike, yeah, whoa!
<He's talking> I'm messing with the army boy. Why you don't know what the hell you're talking about, yeah, boy?
Man, you know, I had to flash motherfuckers back with all this old shit. Now, see, now, if you look at one of my shows, I did a special dedication to the armed forces, shots out to Iraq, right?
Okay, all right. All right. The
whole show, that's why I went to army.com, one of these websites, to give you free army little sound bites, because I ain't trying to pay for shit. And you know what I'm saying? They talking about they want $12 for the CD. Shit, is you crazy?
No,
they play.
So
what they do, they give you a sample of what's actually on it. Thank you. That's all I needed. Was that 1 minute snippet? and I'm good. I got my 10, 12 of them. I got my own album. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it.
Okay.
And that's on sale, too. Smell So Good's Jacked Army Beats. It's on sale. Yeah, for $4.99. Y'all can hit me up through Pal Pay, because I ain't on the real shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to give you my Visa number, right?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You ex military, though. You be paying for new boots and shit. I can't do it. What's up, DJ, man? I've been listening to you for a minute, man. I mean, like,
this is real, man. They won't let me go syndicated, man.
They won't?
Nah, they won't let me go syndicated because I'm uncut, uncensored. So. I kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not at the same time. This is what I see. Where you from? Where you from, first of all?
I'm from D-Town,
Dallas, Texas?
Dallas, Texas, sir.
Oh, snap. So tell, you ain't did a drive my own bush yet? You know that nigga civilian. Yeah, nigga, yeah, take that, pow, nigga.
First things first, as far as Bush is concerned, though, I don't even want to talk to that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really don't. Because he did, like, probably, like, just hey, I'm going to go jack up half of every damn thing y'all got to clean up, jack it up some more, smile about it, you know, half-ass on the little talk show and all other stuff, too, little appearances, though, fuck up stuff with France, then burn off. I mean, like, he left so damn fast, it was
And get a shoe thrown at him. That's all he gets.
That was it, though. And he was joking about that.
A damn shoe.
Yeah,
man,
for real.
If you had that type of access, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. It would have been at least a slingshot. If she and me, if it wasn't been something
shoe.
Else.
Damn, a shoe. I'd have been trying to put some bullets up in there.
I'm saying he had access direct. If you had enough time to take off two shoes. Nigga, he had enough time to take his socks off. I mean, before everybody, they watched the second shoe. They called him off guard with the first one. But the second one, he had time to slow-mo take his shoe reach back. Bush, watch out. It went that slow.
Oh, you can see Bush hair moving. Like,
you know what I'm saying? And everybody just watched him. Ain't nobody tackle that man. They talking about they beat the shit out of that man. For what?
Like,
y'all better give that motherfucker $1 million and been like, damn. We taking $500,000 away because you actually didn't hit him. You would have been a millionaire, nigga, if you would have got the aim right.
You ain't nothing but problems, dude.
Them damn insurgents.
Insurgents, yeah. I don't have not one insurgent friend. Not one insurgent friend.
Oh, man.
Hey, hey, boy.
I couldn't get enough. Ever since Cat Williams said that, boy, big up my dog, Cat Williams, man, because he said one when he said that.
He got a deal yet, man? Is he all right? Is he okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard he cracked up. I don't know. I'm waiting on the. I see, but now the thing I be seeing with that is that's just like these rappers be talking about. I'm going rock and roll. It's just to get attention. You know what I'm saying? Because you tend to fall off in the game now, and it ain't like he putting out a comedy album every year.
Well, that's when that tells you right there you need to diversify. Now.
You feel me? Now look at Martin now. Look, same thing happened with Martin. Talking about he was running down the street in a sweatsuit, motherfucker looking like a crackhead or whatever. But then what did he do? He came back with Go Run Tell That right after that and got paid off of that motherfucking show and talked about all the same shit he had just went through, the media and all that.
Well, Richard Pryor did the same damn thing, man.
You feel me? Well, he almost burnt this motherfucker self up, shit. Yo.
Yeah, but he got paid after that too.
he got paid. You feel me? That's what I'm talking about. Get paid.
He got his chills for real. You know, that's a little bit of pain, but you know he got that.
Hey.
But it shouldn't take all that to, you know, to go and get it together, though. Because I had to commend cats like Ludacris, right? You know, who goes out there and, like, represents, you know, does what he has to do, hit his lick every once in a while, though. But at the same time, though, he's also saving his ship, though. I mean, he's just training some entrepreneurs for real. I mean, but they're planning ahead. And that's what happens when a lot of dudes don't do that. A lot of cats don't actually go out
there. Can I say one thing about Luda? Can I give a middle finger to Luda real quick, though?
Oh, here we go.
Cause Luda, let me tell you something, nigga. You get on damn, he get on every song. I got 22 acres. That nigga ain't had a motherfucking family reunion barbecue, nothing on them damn 22 acres. Shit, nigga, where my invitation? Where my hood invitation? I know I got a hood pass to get on them 22 acres. You know what I'm saying? Mike be inviting all the kids to pitch on booties and shit at his ranch. So, why you can't invite the hood to your 22 acres? Let us get 1 acre so we just ball the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Do what we do. He ain't represented, man. He ain't really hood. He ain't really hood.
But like DJ Smell was, we're only going to deal with the ones that are really hood. We'll find them.
That's real. That's real, man.
Yeah,
I got
really
my
hood.
Job. Hey, my job, and at my job, I only hire fellas.
Okay.
I only hire fellas. If you got a master's degree or above, I can't even fuck with you. Unless you got that and then you went and got busted for like bribery or computer hacking or something, and then you're a felon now, so I can fuck with you. Hey,
then
I can fuck with you. So you want to get a job that's paying $12-$14 an hour up right now, with the economy bad and everything. You gotta go out and get a hip felon.
So I gotta go out and get a felony. If that's the case, I got a long list of brothers that need to talk to you like right now. I got a
man,
list.
That nigga company should be booming then.
For
what
real,
the number
for real,
is?
You're gonna blow up for real. I'm gonna send them your way real. Like, they're gonna go, it's gonna look like the million man march with them brothers coming your way. You're like that. There, we being invaded. No, they coming to see DJ.
And the only thing they gonna do is get a free radio station. See it.
All I know is I got a street team for your ass.
Yeah, hey, that's real. You know what I'm saying? It's called Thugs, and I'll be damned if you ain't gonna listen to us. You know? Hold on. Now I got this nigga from Iraq. Let me tell y'all from Iraq, man. He. This my dog Canty. This is I'm in the Yahoo Messenger. I guess he can't tune into the show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But So if y'all hit me up, I'm on Yahoo Messenger too. You know what I'm saying? You look me up.
I'm on everything.
Matter of fact, I ain't even finna talk to him yet because you should have tuned in the show. Y'all know from 12 to 2. 12 to 2. 12 to 1, 12 to 2.
Come on,
I am,
you gotta cut that
brother
on slack now.
Man, this
you
is the slack.
Cut that
he,
man slack now.
Hold on, I can't even click back into my show because that's the slack he finna get cut. Get off my show. There you go. Get off my show. Hold on, Mike, let me see who on here. 601, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Smell?
Oh,
shit.
Well, my leg just popped out. Well, my leg just went one of them old cartoons. Boing, 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 boing.
Yeah,
oh,
you know, Miss Chiromance.
Miss Chiromance. Good Lord. Mr. Mike, do you know who this is right here?
Not at all.
Shit. I'm Aid. We're going to need to set up something on your website so we can get paid off these motherfucking clicks. shit. And then you need to get paid off of these clicks now. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you now. Hey, this is Miss Shy Romance on the line. All I can do is tell y'all to check out myspace.com/Shy Romance. Check out the second page on her pictures. Yeah, I already got my favorites. And look at the gray outfit.
Oh, not the gray pants.
It's me. I almost turned gray in that motherfucker. I almost faded into you.
Okay.
I almost went from black to gray. When y'all look, see, y'all be like, damn, this nigga tripping. Shit.
Boy, I'm gonna get on the damn thing and pass the fuck out now.
A six foot two without heels.
6'2"?
Without heels, babe.
With no fat.
Ooh. Uh-oh. I'm dialing.
Man, if that ain't don't leave my show, don't leave my show.
No, I leave me. I leave me. I'm gonna turn this fucking e-machine on and get it to working. Make this motherfucker do what it do. Come on, wake up, man. Come on, boy. If I gotta hook a car battery to this something, bitch.
Goofing. Hold on. Let me step into this chat room real quick. Hold on. Goofy Bowl. How sexy is Shy Roman? Now Miss Black sexy too now. But y'all she way over there at Direct, so I can't she gonna send me some pictures though, and I'm gonna post them up, matter of fact too. Anybody send me some pictures to SmellyBTR SmellyBTR@live.com. I'll post them motherfuckers up on my front show page. So if y'all wanna be a part of the family, I don't care, men, women, whoever, send me a picture that y'all wanna represent. And I'll post it up. You know what I'm saying? That's showing that you're a true fan.
Okay.
So Shy Romance, I need another picture that's not a part of that profile.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to start a special show just for her after the show is over with y'all. It's the Smelly and Shy Hour. Y'all can tune in.
They joining in, shit, dog. Anyway, you playing Uno or something? Okay, I can get with
you. Hold on, Four away, who this is?
This is Northern California, Goofy Bone in the house. How y'all doing
today? Oh, Goofy Bone. I got Goofy Bone in the building, man. I thank all y'all for calling, for one thing. I mean, it's one thing to be in a chat room, but see, y'all be making me think, y'all be making people think I'm on a Bluetooth or some shit, because
hey,
I be talking.
I want to say what's up to Shy Room.
Yeah, there you go. See how I get cut off of Shy? I get cut off of Shy, boy. They just,
hey, baby.
That's the first thing I want to speak to right there. Everybody say hello to Shy. Everybody put your lighters in the air for Shy and just wave them side to side.
I got my light in
there
too, but it's on
something.
Shy is the world. Shy is the romance.
Hey, DJ,
I
got some butter.
Go ahead and check that out, man.
What's that?
I sent you that track. Don't want to get high.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hold on, let me click on my email. Right. Oh shit, there we go. All right, well check this out, y'all. By the end of this we got like 30 minutes, so before this 30 minutes up, I guarantee y'all going to hear the new song, I Want to Get High by my dog, Goofy Bone. I'm downloading it right now to check it out. We got a new hot single coming up.
After this song, y'all going to get high, I swear to God, man.
Darn it.
It's a motivation to go get high, you know what I mean? Shit.
Well, then, you ain't heard my Pastor Blunt, have you? Apparently not. With my Pastor Blunt?
I wish I could be at that party where, you know, everyone's passing around, but, you know, I'm all the way on the left coast, you know what I mean? I'm over here.
But y'all with that Kush and all that old real presidential shit.
Oh, we got it all over here. I wish I had like a commuter bus to bring you guys over here. Shit,
that's what I would like to do. I really, because they be so strenuous down here. We ride around with a joint in the car. And your ass on probation for a year. I'm telling you straight up.
I can't count
that.
No, you
ain't. This ain't even no joke. If anybody from Florida ever been to come on vacation and leave on probation state, and that's our acronym. You don't even play. I'm telling you, man. You ride around, they will pull your ass over, and you smoking on a half a Tampa. Oh, we thought you were smoking weed. Damn.
Damn.
It's a black amount.
I'll be going to Florida. I needed everything.
Listen, if you are a burner, you need to go to the clubs to smoke. You do not want to be riding around on the streets talking about, I'm back in Cali and I'm chilling. Shit. Your ass won't be back in Cali for about a year after that.
Damn.
Cause, you'll be on probation. Yeah. It's a money game down here, straight up and down. It's a money game. They ain't playing. And that's one of the biggest things, because that's all we do down here. It ain't a bunch of alcoholics, man. Brothers and sisters down here, we burn. I mean, we'll burn your forest down if it's some of it in there. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be nothing left of that motherfucker. Shit. But,
yeah, man.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
I want to give a shout-out to you, DJ Smells Good, man. We love you out here in Northern California, you know.
That's real, man.
What's
hey,
up, everybody?
Hey, welcome, love everybody.
I love you, girl. And I gotta get out of here, though. You know what I mean? But peep that song, though.
Hey, Goofy Bone, man, I promise you, dog, all the listeners, y'all hear me now, you know what I'm saying? Y'all will hear his song in a minute. 813, what's up?
It's Bullwinkle here. What's going on?
Mr. Bullwinkle. Oh, snap, y'all. Now, today's theme is set around this brother right here, okay? Today is Tuesday time for comedy, and I have a true pioneer of comedy on the line right now. Mr. Mike, I mean, I'm finna let you hear something that is so true right now, this brother right here. I'm honored. I'm actually probably going to feature this show just because he done called in. So everybody who done called today, y'all going to be part of the actual feature show. We're going to see if we can get this actually featured. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I ain't did none of my other shows, but, you know what I'm saying, feature them. But I'm going to feature this one. Mr. Bullwinkle, how you doing today, brother? Yeah, and actually, let me put y'all on hold real. Well, no, I ain't going to put y'all on hold because y'all might have some questions for him. So y'all can definitely ask some questions, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Bullwinkle, let me turn you on what's going on right now. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is an online radio station. It's not syndicated, something like satellite radio, meaning that I got listeners on the line right now from California to Ohio, Texas, Iraq. I mean, from everywhere, brother, from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Mississippi, we got M.I. Cricket Letter on the line. On the line, I mean, talk to Miss Shy Romance. Say what's up to Bullwinkle.
Hey there, baby. How you
doing,
Bullwinkle?
Darling? How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Oh, good Lord.
Hey, no, God, ain't nothing wrong with being blessed.
Hey, huh? Man, look at you.
She can be blessed by the Lord and be blessed by Reverend Bullwinkle.
I hear you, Rev.
Hey, watch out now. So I'm picking up some of these lines. Let me be quiet. Let me get some of these lines off in here.
Hey, Bullwinkle, this is Mike, man. Trust me, I've seen the photos on MySpace, so baby's truly blessed, for real, though. And Miss Shy, you know what? I'm on my way to Virginia right now. Okay. I'm booking a flight like right now, though. That's right. I got two windows open, though. One is on MySpace, and the other is on, Expedia. I'm on the way.
Okay, well, I'm in Vicksburg, Mississippi now.
Not a problem.
Right.
That means you just got to get a transfer like the city bus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, I got it covered, though. Hey, Visa, MasterCard, don't matter.
All right.
Hey, Mr. Bullwinkle, I got this song. Can you now? This is for all the people. I ain't have too many of his tracks because he got a CD and a DVD coming up pretty soon. Let him tell y'all about that. But tell some info about yourself, and then tell us about the welfare checks.
Well, the welfare check, I came up with this idea. I was on the road with New Kids on the Block, and the producer, Maurice Starr's brother, Michael Johnson, he was the head of the Johnson crew. They had a big record called Pack Jam, Space is a Place. So he asked me to go pick up a friend of his up in Nashville, New Hampshire. We was up in Boston. And when I got up there, this young lady was working at a welfare office. But the people in the welfare office was Korean of Asian descent. And I didn't know that, you know, those people got welfare checks. So I did a study and come to find out that in America, welfare checks was a right. Everybody was entitled to get a welfare check. It was a way to get people started. But what happened with the welfare system, people got on welfare and they stayed there generation and generation and generation. And, so, because I always thought only black, whites, and Spanish people got welfare checks, but the welfare was for anybody. So I did a little study, and I came up with this idea about the welfare. So I made this song up after talking to several people.
Oh, okay.
And that's how I come up with the welfare check.
And that's the welfare check. Okay, and where are you from, Mr. Bowen?
I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, you born and raised?
Born and raised.
Born and raised. Now, this one of Tampa on. What some of the groups you done managed and been in contact with from back
in
the days?
Well, I started out in the rap business back in 79. In fact, I had the first 14 rap records in New York City, starting out with Spoonie G, Willie Wood, Neoma, Rapper Dapper B, and like that. And then I came over to the Sugar Hill side in 1981, around the Sugar Hill Gang, West Street Mob, Grandmaster Flash, Sequence. In fact, one of the girls was in Sequence. Her name is Angie B. Stone now. Back then, she was Angie B. Blondie and Cyril the Pearl.
Now y'all, hold on, y'all hear this is true knowledge now. Y'all need to be writing this down now.
Right
take
down,
a picture of something. It's going down.
I remember that.
And real alive. Okay.
After doing Spoonie G in New York and Willie Wood with me and a guy named Peter Brown, we had this record company called P&P Records. We had the first 14 rap records in New York City in 1979. In fact, our office phone was the corner of 45th Street and Broadway on the corner, a payphone on the corner. And a lot of people don't believe that's the way it was. Well, towards the end of the first rap record, as you know, in the rap business, known rap record was King Tim Tuck by the Fatback Band. Of course, they had a rap record by, really the first rap record, to my knowledge, would have been James Brown, King Heron. Then Isaac Hayes came in with Outstanding Accused with the song and a rap. But King Tim Tuck would have been the first rap record. But the first rap record to break it nationally around the world was Curtis Blow, Christmas Rapping. And I remember it was released around last of October of 1979. Then all of a sudden, here comes some Jokers Out Across the Bridge, the George Washington Bridge, Hip Hop, the Hibbity Hip Hop, the Sugar Hill Gang.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it really got across the world. It really got out of there. So some of the groups would have been like, I used to manage Wilson Pickett. I was his road manager. So I've been around, you know, James Brown, Ray Goodman and Brown, Millie Jackson, some of the old guys.
Some of the real pioneers
of
the game.
In fact, as far as Russell Simmons, I was the second one to book Russell Simmons Group when he had Run. Russell Simmons was the manager of Run DMC. I had booked them. Run DMC, Houdini, had a group called Houdini, Jimmy Spicer, and stuff like that.
Thanks.
So I can go back. I've been around. Go back.
Yeah, that's real. That's giving y'all a little bit of history. So y'all don't be thinking I'll be faking on this show. You know what I'm saying? I'll be trying to.
Oh, maybe you thinking you'd be faking on the show.
I'm just saying, I want to make sure that I'll be bringing some real people on. I don't just be on here just clowning and talking noise. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring some realness and bring my peoples back, you know what I'm saying, to the level of understanding where we need to be, that we've been talented. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I was born in 78, and this man say he been doing that since 79, probably before that. So.
This thing actually started up in the Bronx with a guy named DJ Hollywood. And, for the rap thing, this guy was rapping on a record. They had a record called Peter Brown from Miami. I had a song called Do You Want to Get Funky With Me? And that was one of the big tracks in New York during the 1978-79. Do You Want to Get Funky With Me?
Mm-hmm. That ain't that remix where they came out with, who was that? Do You Want to Get Funky? Do you want to get funky with me? Who sung that? Wouldn't that be CNC Music Fact or something? Who the hell was that?
B&B?
I just know about
that.
That
was B&B?
Yeah, because CNC really didn't get big till around the 80s, though. So
yeah.
Because somebody
remixed that song. I got the power, last more than an hour. And then something did a little rap to it and all that. But whatever the hell. Okay,
yeah,
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Right. I'm just rapping to me. I'm going all the way back to the 80s.
I was with you there for a minute, DJ. I was with you there for a minute, so you took that fork in the road, and that was it.
And it's just like, okay. I remember it, damn it. I'm going to remember it. I'm going to play it. But go ahead, boy.
Write it down when you do, because you know you can't
remember. I'll tell you a little story that happened. One day I was in the studio. We used to record all night long. And I was living in the mansion up in Englewood with Sylvia Robinson. So one day she said, "Ralph," she called me Ralph and Dapper B. She said, "Ralph, take these guys back across the bridge." Well, they had came across the bridge, switched from Englewood to New York. So I took these guys back across the bridge, and we got to talking. And come to find out, they was from D-Land, Florida, and I was from Tampa. So we got to talking. We became good friends because we were Florida boys. Well, during the course of this time, I would go up to Boston and visit with them. And one day we was up there, and we come up with this record, Pac-Man, which later became known a couple of months later as Pac-Jam, which became the Johnson Crew. But there was these little boys up there would stay down at the bottom. They always would be in the studio, always in the way, trampling. They were just in the way. And so Maurice had this song. He would play it backwards. Remember the song was called ABC? But what he did was he would play it backwards, CBA. And so we got out on the road promoting the record, Pac Jam. So Maurice went back and put these boys on this track, Candy Girl, and it was okay. So one night I remember we had a show at the Copacabana in New York City, and they got three standing ovations. Never seen that before. They're on off a track record. They got up there and performed on the track. Marius had the instrument. They got up and sang on. And we got three standing ovations. I told Marius, I said, Marius, this is a hit. This is a hit. And they become known as the New Edition. Mm-hmm. And that's how they got started. And then we got into some little legal stuff, and they wind up going out to California, joined the MCA, and came up with a record called Cool It Now. And that's they started. But anyway, Maurice had cut all these tracks when I was there. And after he lost the group New Edition, he had these tracks. And by this time, I was up in the Bronx. I had with the Jack Allen and Bill Camara, we had this group called Boogie Down Production, KRS-One, Scott LaRock, Jerry Levi, and a girl named Yvette. Well, I recorded them first in 85 with a group called Scott LaRock and the Celebrity Three, a record I recorded on them called Advance. Well, I had to go away for a minute, and I came back in 86, and this kid walked in my office in New York, and he had this little 8-track thing. He had a little thing called My Melody. Well, I signed him to the record label, which I was a partner with, in Zakiya Records. And I didn't know that it was a Rakim until we got ready to do the album. That became Eric B. and Rakim. We did Eric B. for President. So I forgot about that album. But I was there, and we did this. So when I got to watching the comedy, and I used to perform in New York at the Uptown Comedy Club, and this kid always was being there. His name was Tracy Morgan. I knew back then that Tracy was going to be a star, but hell, I was a lot funner than he was. But anyway,
Tracy Morgan, yeah, that's the buckwheat looking dude. Right?
But what happened was, I didn't do comedy. I've been funny all my life. That's why I got the name Bullwinkle. This kid was in the fifth grade, and this kid wrote on the bulletin board that I was funny like Bullwinkle the Moose on TV. Well, the teacher came in the room and asked who wrote on the board. So everybody said Jeffro Green, because back then they used to get the ass whooped in class. So the teacher asked Jeffro to come erase the board. He did, and he beat his ass in front of the class. From that day on, they started calling me Bullwinkle. So it took, because I always would do funny shit. And every time I see something, I would write about it. But Russell Simmons came up with this deaf comedy thing, and he put this crazy guy on there, Martin Lawrence. Martin was funny as hell. But I was funnier than Martin. But I didn't think about comedy, so I said, fuck it, let me start doing comedy. And that's when I come up with this shit. So I started studying the situation, and I found out now that blacks sell a lot of rap records, but the thing is white people buy more records than blacks. So I come up with this idea. I said, fuck it, I'm going to come up with it for white only, because that means people are going to look and listen to it. So I got this new LP I'm working on. I got it about finished called For White Only. And all I talk about is stuff that I've seen. And it's not to be racist, just to be real, some real shit. Like I do another version of The Great Titanic. I got The Greedy Hoe, Pistol Pack and Pete. And I got a song now just recorded. We're going to finish it up Thursday night called The County Jail. Some real shit. So that's the stuff I'm doing now.
Yeah, that's real. Hey,
with me?
Yeah. Everybody still with him?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now we got a little brief history. Now I'm going to get into the welfare checks. Okay. We're going to check this track out. Hey, this is called Welfare Checks by my dog, Mr. Bullwinkle, special guest in the building. You got Shiro Manz. My dog, Mike Henderson, is on the line, 813-601-4469. And we got the whole California, Iraq. We got about a billion people in the chat room. Y'all get the hell out the damn chat room and get on the line. Oh, sorry. I ain't see you.
Hey, I'm multi-tasking
over here. Cricket letter. Some old letter words, then you got Mississippi.
yes, Mississippi. All this great Southern hospitality.
That long ass name, boy. Cricket letter got a long name, boy. They be like, damn, it smells so good. Your name long. No, Mrs. All them letters is long.
Who's that lady name? That lady voice sounds real good. What's her name?
Shy Romance. No, I'm sorry. Say it for yourself, girl.
I'm Shy Romance. You can call
him
Mr. Romance if you nasty.
You nasty? Boy,
hey, that's for tomorrow's show.
Oh, okay.
For tomorrow's
show. I'll call it for tonight.
Hey. I'll do it in tomorrow for Wet Wednesdays. It's going down
no,
right
now. No, progress report tomorrow.
Hey, she don't talk nasty, do she?
hold on. Before I play this song, Shiro, man, hit him up with one of your poems.
Okay.
For me.
For you, the one I wrote for you.
Oh, shit.
You need me. you best believe you need a woman like me up on your team. So I'll hold you down like we were two damn black eyed peas. Bunny
what?
And Clyde, not even close, because I'm a top-notch type of chick. Shit, I ain't trying to boast. See, with a woman like me, when you start to fall, I set your ass straight but still have you feeling as if you're 10 feet tall. Now, baby, you're screaming, you hustle, but I ain't fussing. Life's too hard. Hell, I know the struggle. I'll still be the one that get up and run that bath water like next to you in bed, but we ain't even got to snuggle. It's just with a woman like me, we'll compliment each other. So I'm a mother with brains and a hellified lover, and did I mention? I'm a freaking bed. I keep you with a permanent type of hard-ass pea head without the aching. Then get up, make some grits, sex, toast it, throw in the bacon. But you know I have to crack open the optimal before I hit the dough play a little bit more. Then we'll both have to start paper chasing like we were the road running Wile E. Coyote. But don't get scared, boo, because I'll let you catch me. So you are aiming for the stars and then grab the whole damn sky. You better not let this gym pass you by no lie. Because I come around as often as a total eclipse, and the only reason I'm here now is because I fucking slipped up out of heaven in 1979. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here now, but I ain't lying. See, with a woman like me, I'll wake you up with your eyes rolling in the back of your head, then get up and throw this A1 up on you, if you know what I mean. And I got four big badass boys, so I do keep house clean. And I do know to get up on the chitlins and mustard greens and homemade mac and cheese, but again, my problem is I stay paper chasing and trying to raise some same badass boys, but please, don't you misunderstand. I still got the looks. I'm on billboards in several states for shit. I know my books. So conceited? Hell nah. Cocky? Somewhat. But you know you don't need a bride up on your team who don't give a fuck. So know that I done chose you, but will you choose me back? So we can start beaming like them rich-ass cats. Holla back. That's it.
Hey, I like that.
Okay, we're good. Going to the song. We're going to the song.
Smell
we're
good.
Going to the song.
Smell good.
Yeah.
Smell good. Hey, smell good.
Go ahead, brother.
Oh, hold on. Let me get her right back. I got something for her.
Hold on. Come back
hold
after
on.
This
smell
song.
Good.
Come back after this song.
Hold on. Smell good.
Hold on. Okay, he finna. Hold on. I'm finna start the song, y'all. He done have it. Yeah, girl, you done set
this
bad.
Let me make this thing right for you.
I can't even play his song. Hold on, Mr. Bowick.
Hold
I got it.
Hold
on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let me put the stop on.
Stop.
Let me put
no
the stop on.
Your brother
like
it
made me
talk.
Stop it.
Hey, smell good.
Indigo. All right.
Could I tell her something?
Man, you got this your show, homie. This
let me tell
homie.
Us something.
This is your
well,
show.
My, listen here. My name is Bullwinkle. I weigh 250 pounds. I've been known to knock a nigga down. Body build like a 3220 on a 4-5 frame. Don't shoot nothing but balls and 10. Girls, I tell you, 5 times if y'all could cock it, 10 times Bullwinkle gonna rock it. I got a real sweet Peter, certified pussy eater, but I'm not a motherfucking woman beater. To all y'all girls, think I'm playing what I'm saying, then your man got a doubt. Get your ass out on the floor, put your legs up in the air, and toot your motherfucking booty out. I'm gonna come down there, suck your pussy, make you scream, make you shout. When I bite you on the ass, make it fart, blow your motherfucking brains out. Make you go home, get the telephone, make it ring, tang a ling. And when the operator come, tell her y'all want to speak to sweet dick Bullwinkle, known as King Dr. Dangling. I got a pocket full of money, got a pocket full of cash. Yeah, I've been known to kick a nigga dead in his motherfucking ass. Yeah, that's my Cadillac parked at the motherfucking curb. Oh, yeah, girl, I got a pocket full of motherfucking nerve. I got 10 bodyguards, the Mike Tyson type. Niggas be around me, don't like to do nothing but fucking fight. One wink from my eye, and your ass will be bye-bye. If anybody asks y'all who told that toast, tell them old Bullwinkle from the Florida motherfucking West Coast.
Damn.
I like that with that sweet dick.
All
right. Good love, man.
I got my head hurt over here.
Yeah, look at
y'all go away. Go.
Damn, look at
it. Hey, smell so good.
Hey.
I'm telling you right now, I'm officially leaving Texas, all right? I'm officially leaving Texas. For parts unknown, I don't give a damn. I'm going to go. I'm going to holler at Bullwinkle, give him a pound to hang with him, though. And then after that, I don't care what state she's in. I'm there. Him and
hey, look at him, man.
We gonna fight today, goddamn.
It's a lot of dime pieces. We only got 2 dime pieces on the show today, though. It's Miss Shiro Mans and Miss Black now. Y'all see Miss Lieutenant Maiden. No offense, Miss Shiro Mans. But, you know, Miss Lieutenant Maiden over there serving her country in that walls, over there in them walls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she darker the berry, sweeter the juice.
God be with her.
Huh? Yeah, she thought of the bear. See, I'm just trying to climb that mountain when it comes to Shy Romance. You know what I'm saying?
Foul.
But, I'm going to climb that mountain.
Right,
believe that.
But,
I got my hook and rope and everything.
Miss Black, you know what I'm saying? She calls you to go to whoa. So, hey, boy, look at here. I can't fuck with that one of y'all. Actually, I'm trying to keep my health.
Let low crawl, goddamn. You got to get up that hill, bro.
Hey, boy, look at here, man. Woo! Okay, can we get into the song now? Can we get into the welfare checks? Can we play the song now with everybody's permission?
I'll pay your bill. Pay your bill.
Can we play the song? Okay, this song right here is Mr. Bowwinkle. It's called Welfare Checks. Put all y'all on mute too, goddammit. Goofy Bone, I got your song coming up next, homie. Oh.
Mama used to tell me when you moan, people don't know what you're moaning about. Some people moan when they're glad, and some people moan when they're sad. You see, either way the wind blows, it's cool with me. My doctor told me not to pick up nothing heavier than bacon and eggs, and not too many heavy sides. Man on the other side, look at him. Today I got a letter in the mail from the president, Bush and Quayle. Says, important notice. Please read carefully. Says, dear Mr. West, the Department of Social Service will hereby grant you a relief check on June the 3rd of $303.21 per month. You will receive a health card. Yeah, everybody needs a health card these days with all these things going around. It says, you may also qualify for food stamps. Now, what in the hell does it mean I may qualify? When I almost got caught last night at the Piggy Wiggy coming out with a poke rose up under my shirt. Like the Godfather said, they ain't done got too far gone. Boy, look at him. They say, you must report any change in your address, income, assets, size of your family, and other situations to your local welfare office within the next 10 days. What about the people living in them hotels? They've been reporting to the welfare office. Y'all did a damn thing for them. How you gonna do so much for me? Yeah, I don't wanna be sassy, but I thank you for this piece of paper I got today. I'm going to look in the trying to find a well. Why don't y'all give me an emergency relief check? Don't come telling me that my the computer's down, which they almost always do. And if they do get a check, it won't be for $10. Now how in the hell $10 gonna pay for cigarettes, half a pint, ham for bacon, eggs, and milk? Some of y'all will run try to catch the man on the corner. Y'all get yourself together. Y'all know it ain't right. Spending checks and crazy stuff. Talking about if I stray, I can get rehabilitated. Well, it was in your mind to come down and try to get that check. It all be in your mind trying to get correct. Some of you ladies abuse because you take your money and give it to the 30 and 31 crew. You know, the guys that don't come around to the last of the month, you know, the 30 and 31st. Then y'all be talking about, I got my check today. I know what y'all be talking about. I'm gonna spend it today. Girl, what's it gonna be? I got
my check
today.
But it's a crazy check. I'm waiting on my check today. I'm waiting on my crazy check.
Oh,
oh.
That's a good one, crazy check.
I guess y'all ain't know the remix out there. Yeah, y'all love that right there, man. That's the dog, man. Mr. Bullwinkle. I got 7 lines open, man. I thought you were going to have 5 callers. I got 7 motherfucking callers on the line. All 7 people, what's up?
What's up?
I thought I was going to hear like a clusterfuck of voices. Oh, 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 oh. You know how everybody talk at one time.
Can't
oh, okay, there we go. Mr. Bo Wiggle, you got the chat room blowing up for that song. Everybody say they're loving that song, man. You was definitely what it do. You are the man. We got like 2 minutes left to the show, and I'm like, I want to extend the show, but I already did 2 hours in this motherfucker, so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could do a backup show now. Y'all know I got the Smells backup show. Who followed me to the backup show? Hey, check y'all out. I'm lying like a motherfucker. I got to go to work, goddammit. Hey, Mr. Bullwinkle, it's been a pleasure, my brother. Everybody got any last words for Mr. Bullwinkle before we get into my dog, Goofy Bone? Goofy Bone, man.
I love that track. It was so true, funny as hell. I loved it.
Where you in Mississippi?
Yes, babe.
What part of Mississippi you in?
In Vicksburg, about 30 miles
okay.
from Jackson.
Yeah, I used to go out in Hattiesburg there.
Okay. That's like 2 hours from me.
Oh, okay. I know about Hattiesburg.
Upsy, nigga.
They did what?
Who that? 813. I see it's 2813. We got another 813 in here. Who in the building? Besides Mr. Bullwinkle, there's another 813 caller in the building, man. 863-813. We got y'all in the building. Well, shouts out to y'all, man. Y'all being all on the quiet tip.
Okay.
Y'all all at the end. Well, check this out, man. Y'all don't forget, we got Wet Wednesdays going down tomorrow. Wet Wednesdays featuring Miss Shy Romance. Yeah, girl, you're going to be featured tomorrow, goddamn it. You're going to be the main motherfucking talk of the day, Wet Wednesdays. We're going to do some poetry. We're going to, if Mr. Bullwinkle called back in, we're going to get into some of his poetry. And it's going to be the uncut, uncensored, the poetry the way you want to hear it. I'm going to open the show, Goofy Bone, with your song, dog, since I ain't got enough time for everybody to really enjoy it. Your song tomorrow will be the show opener, and then I'm going to run the sexual. I'll run that later on in the show, but we're going to start out with I Want to Get High. So y'all make sure y'all tune in. Save me as a favorite. Save this number. Pass it around to all your friends. Tell a friend to tell a friend to wake up their cousins and tell them I'm on live at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? But don't bring the kids.
Don't bring the kids.
Shy, I know you got to beat them. Beat them to put them to sleep. Beat them and put them to sleep, then come on and enjoy the show.
I would do that. Well, we're going to make sure you're there tomorrow now, babe.
That was you.
Oh, Bo Winkle back there talking business. Bo Winkle, you heard the invitation now.
Yeah, I got it. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, my bro.
All right, if I ain't doing this, if I ain't knocking a nigga to the side, getting on him for a ride, I'll be there.
It's going down.
So that, you know, that was, I remember back in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, that was a story about that. I see your phone blowing. We'll wait and get you tomorrow.
Oh, no. That was, is somebody ringing? Somebody trying to call? Who that is?
I'm out of
We on the private show hour right now. You can say what you want to say. Somebody was trying to take a call.
So that's part of that. I was talking about the guy when he was on the boat and he asked for some help. And the white lady said, "Look, if you save me, I'll give you some of this coochie cooch." You remember
shine,
the story
shine.
About Shine?
Shine. Yeah.
She said, "Shine, if you save me, I give all this good coochie to these shines. Look, I like your shape and I like your plan, but why you wasn't talking that shit when we was on dry land? Just think, if I was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and asked you for some trim, you would holler rape. No crackers would hang me from the highest oak tree limb."
That they will.
This is the uncut after hours show now. I need
uncut.
I got
so much shit to tell. I tell you, man.
This is a $2 a minute show. Make sure y'all hit the pal pay up.
You can get no more money, man. Hell no. But I tell you what, though, I will check you out, though, Smil. I will check you out tomorrow before I do my show tomorrow.
That's what's up. And I welcome you to come into the room, man, and drop your show links and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know, because, I mean, I'm on every day at 12 o'clock.
Okay,
all right. You know what I'm saying? So, and I normally only run till 1, unless, you know what I'm saying, like, if when he called in, then that's when I extended it to 2 o'clock.
Okay.
But normally it's 12 to 1, you know what I'm saying? But if we just, you know what I'm saying, if the show demands it to be going longer, then I will gladly extend it another hour. We'll keep it moving. But I know tomorrow it's going to be a two-hour show. I'm booking that for a two-hour show because I already know what time it is.
Okay.
I know what time it is. All
right.
Shy, I need you to get ready. You know what I'm saying? Get your materials.
I got you, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Every time she say that, I'll be about to hang up
on
y'all.
Get her material, and I'm going to give you a wet nap.
Yes, indeed, a wet nap.
Come and give me a wet nap, though. You know what? I can handle that, though. I'm good.
Yeah.
I just flipped over a year this month, and I'm good. I'm good to go. Got me roller skates. I'm ready.
Ready
to go. Oh, man. Hey, Mr. Bullwinkle, once again, man, thank you, man, for coming through. You know what I'm saying? I told you the first time when I seen you at the comedy show, you know what I'm saying? I was going to keep it real. Each and every time, so this is what I do, man. I keep it real. So, to them guests, thank y'all very much, Mr. Mike, for definitely calling in, Miss Shy. As always, you already know Cricket Letter. And, he on the phone handling business. Let me mute him. Yeah, he on the phone handling business.
Okay.
Somebody done called him on the other line. That's what happens when somebody calls you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I see y'all later on. See y'all tomorrow, 12 o'clock. Make sure... And tune in, tell a friend, we going to get wet.
Tell baby mamas, baby daddies, everybody.
No, we getting wet Wednesdays. Tomorrow is going down, featuring Shot Row.
I'm speed dialing these fools right now.
Hey, she is the feature.
Oh, I'm there,
All right, just let if they need any convincing, just tell them to stop by. And, you know, we are keeping track of the clicks, so don't even worry about it.
All right.
All right. All right. I'll let y'all know, man.
Hi, babe.
All right.